Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAJ. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Many people today find their lives changing in significant ways, and they're not always happy about it. As media reports indicate, this sometimes leads to significant disruption in their larger communities. Is there any way to deal with change more effectively? Consider the biblical figure Joseph, famous for his coat of many colors. That coat caused his life to change radically. His brothers thought it meant their father favored Joseph, so they sold him into slavery. Despite that, he prospered in the house of a military captain. That is, until the captain's wife falsely accused him of immorality, at which point he was tossed in jail. Another huge change in his life. Well, Joseph actually prospered in jail, too. So much so that it looked as if he'd get out. But then that fell through. Finally, though, what he did in jail came to the attention of the country's ruler, who got him out of jail and, impressed with his ability, made him second in command in the whole country, a position from which he was able to avert a famine. It's made clear through all these changes that Joseph is relying on God. In fact, he tells the ruler that it's God who's providing the answers, not him. May we today find God providing us with answers as we face the changes presented to us, with the result of prosperity, in fact, great prosperity, not only for us, but for our larger communities as well. Amen.